WAPMS, monitoring Wi-Fi statewide 1.
KEWOJ, standing by on statewide 1.
WD8NXL, 88MS. D8NXL, 88MS.
88MS, WD8NXL.
8NXL, 88MS. Yeah, Jim, your stuff came up on my side.
Yeah, yours didn't. Now, I thought it was kind of odd when I was programming my radio. You know, I put in, first I added the simplex, and then you go way off to the right, and for that particular channel, it gave me choices of, you know, ID numbers. It had mine and yours. I just have two people in my list, so I selected mine, and the default was yours for both of them. So I thought that was kind of odd.
The one of the things, I did add a bunch of radio IDs for the local, our local DMR users, but that's, as far as I know, though. So I'm actually thinking about loading your radio ID into my CPS and see if that'll help.
Well, yeah, you could try that, and I don't quite understand. Maybe my ID has to be in there for you to see me. I don't know. So for the statewide 2, it's color code 1 and slot 2, correct?
I'll look at that CPS up right now to verify that. The 8NXL, 88MS.
Go ahead, WDNXL.
I have it set up for statewide, too. I think I got both of them in slot, too. What do you have for that for statewide, too?
Well, I looked them up here. Since primary talk groups is statewide 2 is slot 2, and statewide 1 is slot 1. That's what I'm on now.
That's what I've got. 1 is 1 and 2 is 2.
Okay, and you want to try 2?
Let's go over there.
WGA and Excel clear.
That's what I've got here.
88MS, WGA and Excel.
8NXL, WGAMS. Okay, heat up on here, Jim.
Yeah, now, that's it. When I'm transmitting now, it's 88. WDNXL, it says group call, and maybe I have to check that. Yours came up as private call. Go ahead.
Need to go back. Give me a minute here. Let me go back and look both of those. That should both be group call, so give me a minute.
Well, mine says group. Yours didn't say nothing and then jumped to private towards the end. Yeah, mine just says group call when I'm transmitting.
Need some effort of defining it. I know exactly what you're talking about. I just, I'm drawing a blank on where I'm defining that right now.
Yeah, it just says you, like your transmission ends, it says private call. It just flashes for a second. And then, I don't know, I got something odd after you stop transmitting. I got a window popped up saying I missed a call from 2 days ago. I don't know what that's all about.
Parrot, yours on your one of your radio, you should be able to look at that. It's under menu, and you should be able to look at it, and it might be a parrot. It's got a message saying you did parrot on that. That might be adjustment. Yeah, John, I need to, maybe you can refresh my memory. Where the heck, I'm at the moment I'm a bit lost here, and I'm trying to figure out where that darn, you set up the group call or private call, so I am totally drawing a blank here right now. I know where it is, but can't remember.
Something was happening to your audio, Doug. You were cutting in and out. I get, just a word or two, and then a big blank, and another few more words. So I don't know what that's all about. Am I coming through okay?
You're loud and clear, hello, mate.
That didn't work at all. I just heard clear or something.
Oh, WDMX, 88MS. Yeah, I don't understand what's going on here, Jim. Adam.
88MS, WBXL. I could read, but it's spotty. If you want to try Simplex 1, go ahead.
It's going to take a minute to get over there, but I'll keep that fairly to you on frequency. This is WBXL, audio clear.
WBXL clear.
88CYD, 88F. WD8XL, 88MS.
88MS, WD8XL. Yeah, I'm on, I guess I'm on the Grandmaster right now, my hotspot.
I just tried calling 88CYD and he's not answering, so maybe he's up camping.
Yeah, that's a good place to be. Brent, I haven't talked to him or heard from him in a while, but he wanted to get a new camper. Do you know if he got to that point yet?
No. I do know that last time we talked to him, he had insurance just to move over to take a look and see what they were going to do on that, but he didn't believe that. I haven't heard. I mean, who knows? Maybe they're out there already shopping.
Yeah, well, that's about where I must have been, so. Yeah, all right. Now I'm gonna take off here and go out there and do something, and maybe we can talk later. So, it's WDNXO clear.
Yeah, thanks, Jeff. Thank you for helping. We'll keep messing around with this here. And this is DDMX, and I'll be there if they want.
One. N8VDZ, N8VDZ. This is N8WRO Richmond. Mike, how do you copy? Mike, I've seen your ID a couple of times, but it looks like the voice is not breaking the squelch there. N8WRO, listening.
This is 8VDZ. Hidden this apparently. I'm monitoring now, NAPDZ monitoring from Togonek State Park.
Now that one was perfectly clear, perfectly readable, I should say. And I figured you're probably at the park. I'll copy.
From that beautiful watching both provide 100%.
Yeah, unfortunately that last one went a little digital on me. But I figure you're over at Algonac, and I hope all is going well there. N8WRO, Tim Richmond. Try it again, Mike. Let's do it again. Nothing heard on the last try. N8WRO, we'll be listening.
Yeah, it's getting spotty. I'll just listen to what's going on and watch the traders go by.
Copy that, Mike. I got about 90% of that, so sounds good. We'll try again. Maybe later or get close to the net. If you want to try 7.2, we can do that as well another time. You have a good one. Enjoy your stay at the park there. And this is NAWRO. I will be clear.
Hello, boys. W-E.
K-E-A-W-U-O, statewide one.
Well, did you make it back safe and sound in AWRO?
Negative. I'm up here in Mackinac still. I'll be coming home tomorrow, but I decided it turns out I had to program the DMR in, and I didn't have it in there. But I didn't think it was working, but it's working. Yay!
I absolutely can't believe how good that signal. You literally sound like it's better than when you're here. I don't know. I mean, if that could be possible, but wow, that is awesome. Yeah, I was doing a lot of programming today, too, so I think there's no reason why I can't really get everything, all the Central Michigan in the radio. There's 35 sites, but only 17 pairs. So all I need to get is the 17 pairs. Does that sound right to you?
Yeah, I mean, it does sound right to me. I honestly don't know, but... after not having Mackinac in here and then putting it in here and being able to reach out I'm going to definitely have to put the rest in, because there's been a few times that I haven't been able to reach out at all, and it makes sense because they're not all, it seemed like I only had three in there, so I wasn't sure if that was the whole state on three, but it's not, so. But now I know, so I can put them in correctly. And your message actually on Discord just a minute ago is what prompted me to give this a shot. And I have not done the roaming, but I am very curious to hear what you find out.
I'm pretty sure that's what Tom keeps talking about. And of all persons, he needs it, you know, like, because wherever he's at. But you don't have to bother switching from site to site to site. I think Wally set it up for him with whichever radio. I always forget which radio he has, but yeah, that's pretty cool. It's just automatic. It's position dependent, and yeah, that works out real good. Yeah, I'll share this list. I actually just printed out the site, Central Michigan site. No biggie. I kind of fit it on one page, front and back. And like for example, let's see, Detroit is the same as Sault Ste. Marie. 444.0s, which makes sense, right?
Yeah, that makes sense. And then I think what Tom's talking to Pete Connect, and that's what I have, is basically it doesn't matter where your radio is set to, it will find the latest or the local repeater and go to that, I believe is what IP-Link is. But that's what I'm using too. So it should just work, but I think you still have to have it programmed in your zone, but I could be wrong. I'm new to DMR.
So then I'm reading John's original message. Anyone set up for roaming DMR? I assume that's what he means, like what Tom has. He said he followed a guide by BridgeCom and seems aggressive.
Okay, gotcha. I don't know why. I just glanced at my Discord. I thought that was you that sent that, but it was John. I'm completely unfamiliar with what roaming would be. So that would be interesting.
Well, I just jumped in with that. Tom, you've got that, right? So you must not be on right now. But, yeah, because that's what I don't have. I don't think this radio has it. It comes with a GPS unit and a very long cable, or a GPS, whatever you call it, adapter, and obviously that's supposed to go someplace and then connect it. Of all things, it's just like it looks like a serial port on the back of this radio.
Gotcha. Interesting. Yeah, no, I don't know. But I look forward to you finding out and letting me know.
AE8WRO. What did I just say? NAWRO. Don't even know my own call sign. November 8th, Whiskey Romeo Oscar. How was, enough about all that, how was the dive?
So we did four dives, and they were all awesome. We dove the Cedarville, the Eber Ward, the Minneapolis, and the William H. Barnum, and they were all very cool. We did a little bit of deco on each one of them, and went in, found the engine room in the Cedarville. That was really cool. We went through multiple different levels of the Eber Ward. That was really cool, going inside the ship and kind of messing around. I think it was the Minneapolis had a toilet on the deck and a bathtub, so I tested to see if the sink still ran. And it did. There's plenty of water coming out of that sink. Toilet still flushed. Almost got pulled in, but no, it was a lot of fun. It was really great, guys. I'm loving it. We're still up here. I just got done taking the dogs to the Dark Park. There's a park up here for night viewing, and so kind of letting the dogs have a little bit of fun too. So I'll send it back over to you, N8WRO with K-E-8-W-U-O.
Yeah, I recall there's one of those dark parks up close to Port Austin. Just, I forget which state park it is, so it'd have to be Port Crescent or Sleeper, I guess. But they have I think it's Port Crescent. There's a section for Dark Sky Reserve, but probably nothing like you have up there. And tonight might be a good night, so I don't know. But I'm hoping that the visibility was clear, like you expected.
Yeah, it was kind of rough in the shallows, like the 40 to 20 feet, you know, 10 feet. It kind of reminds me of, like, in the winter, where you turn your bike on and it's like the sun was illuminating all the particulates in the water, and so it was kind of thick. But once you got down, you know, past 50 feet, 40 feet, all the way down to 40.
Nothing heard. November 8, Whiskey Romeo Oscar, I will be listening.
So I heard you say nothing heard. I was curious, what did you hear last time? I just talked a little about the wreck.
Yeah, I figured it's that sometimes the message just doesn't get through. It's a silly, might be a silly question, but do you have photography equipment that can take photos while you're down there? I'm sure the idea is yes, you have. I just didn't know if that was part of this dive.
Well, that's where my funding hits an abrupt halt because, you know, a camera housing for a nice digital SLR runs around 10 grand, and so I haven't quite got there yet. But there's two really established photographers with us, and so they'll have a lot of awesome recs that I can share with you. And then I did get more GoPro video footage of it, so I at least have GoPro video. But that's as budget friendly as I was able to make that so far.
Well, that does make sense because you are dealing with some pressures down there, so you can't bring your cell phone down there or the old Kodak or anything like that. That's not going to work. That'd be cool. Yeah, maybe if you put them on your website, that'd be interesting.
Yeah, as soon as those guys upload their photos, I'll send you a link on Discord over, and you can check it out. We should be in, hopefully, a couple of them. Where we didn't always dive together, but we pretty much always saw each other, and they'd always snap a couple pictures while we swam by. But so I can't guarantee that he got a good exposure and all that when he did it. But yeah. Should be fun. I look forward to reviewing the video and all the photos, and I'll definitely send the YouTube links and the guy's website's on Flickr, so I'll send you the Flickr account.
Awesome, greatly appreciated. Looking forward to taking a look at that. And I hate to talk shop because you're still up there on R&R, but I'm going to send out some more postcards tonight. So before Thursday, I'll get you the list. Well, I can get it to you tomorrow, too. You know, I don't know if you're going to be home in time for that meeting. But, you know, as long as it's there for the net, that would be great.
Yeah, that sounds good. I should be back for the meeting tomorrow. I plan to be back. I might have to, depending on how much I lollygag on the way home, I might have to, you know, join a meeting from a rest stop or something, but I suspect I'll definitely partake in it. But and then I'll try to get, what I want to do is I want to get that member list, and I want to get like a card list going so that you can just basically add, to the list as needed, and then the database will just always pull from there and know, that way we don't have to keep, you know, updating multiple different ways. So I look forward to getting that all wrapped, and we'll definitely get it taken care of before Thursday.
Well, the main one is those cards, you know, just, you know, if they do check in. If you get the card, it's coming right up, so, who knows, they might check in. And it'd be nice to get that. And then the other, we'll talk off the air on the other. But, yes, that was my goal as well, is to get you that master list. That's going to be on, what database is that going to be on, Google? Our organization's Google?
That's what I'm leaning towards just for convenience sake. But I what I need to do is create some kind of link between Google and Excel, and I'm not sure where I'll want it. If it is in Google, I don't want it necessarily to be a Google sheet, because that's not technically a formal database, so I have to look at what Google's offering is for a database. And Excel is technically not a database either, so I should look at that. But I also want to make sure you guys are compatible, so we'll have to talk about it in the meeting just to kind of see what would be the best solution. And I'll do a little bit of research tonight to figure out what Google's got. But we might do like a proof of concept with Google, and then it might kind of evolve over time as, you know, our needs change, and we'll see. I kind of want to keep it off of Google too, because I don't want it necessarily out there, but we'll see.
I follow all of that. Same thoughts I had, but I figured we'd hash it out on the closed circuit meeting, so to speak. And if for some reason you don't make this one, we've got repeating meetings, you know, so, you know, certainly I could, if, you know, I can take notes, whatever, and, you know, make sure you're updated, but I understand you'll probably try to make it. That's appreciated, but listen, enough shop talk. Appreciate the QSO, and I guess I'll let you go. This is November 8 Whiskey Romeo Oscar. I will listen out. John, safe travels back, by the way.
All right, very good. I appreciate the QSO as well, and I look forward to talking to you guys tomorrow. This is KE8WRO, and I'll be clear on your final, 73.
Have a good travel back, John. N8WRO.